Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Plans to fit every budget.
We're not attorneys, but over 30 years we've been offering you New England's best deals, and that's why we can confidently say, shop us last, you'll love us.
Commonwealth Motors, located right off Route 495, exit 103A in Lawrence.
Find us fast at shopuslast.com.
And we are fee-free, attorney-free, and most importantly, aggravation-free. Shop us last, you'll love us.
This is Hall of Famer Joe Castiglione, and I want to make sure you know the Shaw's and Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes is your chance to win free groceries for a year, plus other great prizes. Just check your receipt for an entry code when you spend $50 or more and pick up participating items like Coca-Cola 12-packs. Get all the details and official rules at GrandSlamSummerSweeps.com. Shaw's and Star Market. Proud to be the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour, Jones and Keefe is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Save 10% during their Beat the Heat sales event. Visit EastCoastMetalRoofing.com for details.
Now more of Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Shams, another surprise. Duke big man Kaman Malawach going to Phoenix at 10, but then they traded for Mark Williams, another center, just a little bit later. Take us inside this approach to draft multiple centers here, to acquire multiple centers, rather.
So all of this has to do with even tonight at pick number 31, the Minnesota Timberwolves essentially had an auction for that pick, and so the Suns have now jumped in to get that 31 overall pick for the number 36 pick, as well as two future second-round picks. And so why did the Suns move up tonight to number 31? Because I'm told the Celtics were going to take Rashear Fleming from St. Joseph's.
Rashear Fleming, good basketball player, not a top American. No. Celtics were considering selecting him at 32. He went instead at 31, trade up the board for Rashear Fleming at a St. Joe's, and the Celtics immediately traded out for four second-round picks.
They say, speaking of Americans, the Celtics were opposed to that in the draft. They said,
yeah,
no thanks.
True. They were not very patriotic one week out of the 4th of July. That's true. We'll get to the Celtics, their big moves. What exactly went down last night? I'm confused. If you like Rashear Fleming so much, maybe take him at 28. That would be my advice to the Celtics.
I guess they like Hugo.
I guess they like Hugo and his
Hugo Gonzalez.
3.5 points per game. Riding pine behind Gershon Yabusele.
Got to start somewhere.
At Real Madrid.
Yeah, and Dennis Smith Jr. Right?
I can't tell you how many people sent me messages like, oh, you know, he was top five on John Giovanni's list in like June of 2024. I'm like, what do I care about that?
Yeah, that then a whole season played out, and he got drafted 28th.
Then he went 28th right. in the draft. If he's a top five guy, he would have gone in, oh, I don't know, maybe the top five.
Yeah, yeah.
I also got messages about, oh, don't you understand that basketball in Spain is higher level than college hoops? I'm like, well, the 27 teams that went before him disagree.
Yeah.
So I don't really understand the blowback.
No, I know there's a lot of projection, and I'm aware that there's a lot of young guys that play in Europe that don't put up big stats and then eventually do put up big stats. But it is still alarming when you see guys with very little production, and then you're like, it just also goes to show like how far away it's going to be. Like, we were talking about what we think, whether the starting lineup or even the rotation for the Celtics might look like next year.
Right, I don't think guys to contribute right now.
Yes.
Not
I don't
a,
think you're
going to
take
project.
A guy who scored less than 4 points a game for Real Madrid and he's going to come in and light it up for the Celtics, or even forget light it up, just be a contributor.
I just, again, he might be a good player. That's not really my criticism. I'm just saying, if they liked Rashear Fleming so much, maybe take him at 28. They traded out for four picks immediately. They were like took the not take the night off, I should say. I took the night off when I saw they traded the pick. I'm like, I'm not sticking around for pick 46 or whatever it was. They took a big out of Kentucky. They took a shooter out of VCU. They have more future second-round picks. That's what they did last night. It's just they sounded all hot and bothered for this player from St. Joe's. So I don't know. Maybe take him at 28 instead of the project from Spain. But what do I know? Our full top five Friday graphic is up at Jones and Keefe. And Terp, if you're listening, he's not here today. Terp is working from home, where at least he's working, unlike Wiggy.
Yeah, what happened there?
I actually don't know.
I don't really understand. I heard them talking about it, but I don't even really know.
Yeah, I was more confused than anything. But
is Shime going to get on that greasy pole or no?
I did.
There's been a lot of discussion about that.
I don't
that
have
as
an
well.
Answer to that either. I think Shime bit off more than he could chew with that. I'm guessing, knowing Shime,
yeah,
similar to the match, he probably talked a big game, didn't think it would actually happen. Oh yeah, Greg, I could beat you in golf. Didn't think it would actually happen. Came back to bite him. I'm guessing this greasy pole thing is exactly the same.
And he's like, this isn't going to happen. I don't have to worry about it.
Greg
and now people are like, well, we're going to get this to
Greg
happen.
Said this morning there was a guy who couldn't do it, who was offering Shime his spot, and the guy had like broken ribs on the greasy pole. I'm like, what? Shime,
I don't love that.
Shime, don't. What are you doing?
No, I don't love that.
Tap out. Quit. Yeah. Don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
But is he doing it? The real answer is I don't know. But the graphic is up at Jones and Keefe. Top five Friday, all-time Americans. And it really couldn't be a more perfect graphic.
No, I mean, well done, Terp.
Terp, an absolute grand slam.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Jones and Keefe and check that out. I have one omission that I'm really upset that I didn't think of. It's Jack Bauer on the text line.
Yeah, see, I wasn't a 24 guy, but
if you
that
were,
makes
though,
sense.
You'd be like, well, you'd be kicking yourself.
Yeah, okay.
Like I'm kicking myself. Uh-huh. I don't know who I'd take out, though.
That's the problem. You got a really strong list.
Taft.
Randy Quaid. Maybe Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, maybe Kim Kardashian.
All right.
Who else? We got a lot of Chuck Norris. Michael Phelps, Hulk Hogan. Yeah, I thought you were going to have... Oh, Hulk Hogan and Rocky were two that I kind of thought you might have.
Hulk Hogan makes a lot of sense. It's been sort of a downward dip for him. Where Kurt Angle. I decided to only have one wrestler on my list. And so I took the guy that actually also wrestled in the Olympics. Kurt Angle.
Got it. Yeah, tiebreaker there.
Yeah.
Nice. While we're on the topic, and then we'll get to the Celtics, Mark in Medford has some top Americans. Hello, Mark.
I actually have three, if I'm allowed.
Okay, wow. Well, it is a top five,
yeah, please,
so you're definitely allowed three. If you can come
free.
Up with two more on the fly, go for it.
The whole 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team.
Well, that's way more than five. That's now a top 20.
That is one. Number two, the original Superman from the movie, Christopher Reeves.
Sure.
He's from Krypton.
And number three is not a human, Secretariat.
Superman also not a human.
I mean, Secretariat. Right, so, I guess I'll give you.
So Mark has
born in the States.
Mark
least,
has
right?
20 hockey players, one alien, and one horse.
Can you take it seriously, please,
America?
Yeah, seriously, it's not a joking matter. This list.
I mean, Superman grew up in Kansas, but like for sure, a Kryptonian.
Yeah, grow up, Mark.
We're not doing that.
What's wrong with you?
I mean, Secretariat.
This is not a list for mocking. These are the top five. All-time I like how Terp added, I think he took liberty with this by saying all-time Americans, but I think it really works.
It is.
These are the top five all-time Americans, living, dead, maybe a little bit of both. This is what it is.
I did consider Lex Luger as well.
You did?
The wrestler, yeah. As somebody points out on, they just tweeted at us too. He was, I think, the first guy to slam Yokozuna.
Boom joke.
No joke, because Yokozuna is just wreaking havoc
July 4th on a U.S. aircraft
carrier. Yeah, and that is,
oh my God.
That's a win for America.
That's the
right
most
there.
American thing
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want to
wearing the stars and stripes while he's doing it.
You want to send a message to the world.
On his keister.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
You know, He just couldn't really be the face of the whole situation, but that was a really good moment in time.
Yeah, forget about Bunker Busters.
Couldn't put the strap on him, though.
Forget about Bunker Busters. You slam Yokozuna on American aircraft carrier?
Yeah.
In the Stars and Stripes?
Yes.
That's how you rule rule peacefully through force. That's how you do that.
Yeah, where on the USS Intrepid.
Rock, flag, and eagle!
Indeed.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Charlie Kelly. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your submissions in honor of the 4th of July. We're not going to be on the 4th of July.
No.
Red Sox will be.
We're going to be celebrating this great country of ours, though.
Yeah, that's what we're going to be doing. We'll be doing that in many different ways. Yep. That's true. So we wanted to get in front of this before next Top 5 Friday. We have a Friday 4-pack on the way, about 20 minutes from now. 4-pack of questions for you. We also have some emerging beefs, plural.
Yeah, how about this?
It is Perk v. Bill Simmons and Jordan v. Linda. That's more of a continuing beef.
Got it. So you could say basketball and football adjacent.
Adjacent
beefs.
Yeah, right around them. So we'll get to those coming up. Let's get to the actual basketball team, though, Keith. I was talking about this before.
Yeah.
Last night was just perplexing to me. I'm not even saying it's a bad move to trade out of 32 and get a bunch of future second round picks. I don't really think it matters. But last night was weird. The guy they wanted goes at 31, Rashear Fleming, who I don't pretend to know at all from St. Joe's. I don't watch a lot of St. Joe's.
No.
But apparently they want him. They were all horny for Rashear Fleming. They could have had him at 28. They didn't take him. They took the project from Spain. They trade out. They take a bunch of second-round picks. I would just say last night to me was confusing, perplexing. That's how I would describe that.
Yeah, I agree. First of all, just as an aside, I don't love the fact that it's on two nights. I would rather just put the whole draft together, but whatever. Here we are. It's a two-night affair. And so early on, you're like, here we go. The Celtics have an early second-round pick. And so if you didn't think you knew a lot of the guys from the first round, guess what? You probably know even less guys in the second round.
I didn't know many.
No, so you go through the prospect. And obviously, I was skimming through like best available, and we were talking about two
Kalkbrenner. Kalkbrenner went right after him.
Kalkbrenner did.
My guy Jani Broome went right after him.
Yeah, Broome, another one. Yeah. The big guy from Stanford, going into it, we were looking at and saying, all right, they could get one of these guys. They could walk away with a center. And then right off the rip.
Kalkbrenner from Creighton.
Good thing we don't have to hear Terp say that.
Yeah,
anymore.
He went.
We'd lose our SEC license.
But it was funny though, just knowing that the Celtics were picking at 32, and right off the rip, there's a trade up to 31. You're like, oh, they must have sniffed out that they wanted this guy, and so they went and got him, and then the Celtics kind of trade down from there. But yeah, I don't really look at this draft class because of where they were picking. As one that we're really going to see much of. I mean, look at the last few years. It's been like Baylor Shireman and Jordan Walsh and JD Davidson and guys sort of like that picked in those spots that I'm not ruling them out long term. I mean, you'd be crazy to do that. But for the 2025-2026 Jason Tatum-less Boston Celtics, you didn't really do anything last night to help you.
No. Now, Mike Zarin, who is like the chief analytics guy, with the Celtics. I can get you his exact title in a moment. He might be an assistant GM. I don't know what his exact title is.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But big analytics guy. Spoke after the second round last night. This is similar to the Patriots. You know, Belichick, Vrabel, whatever. They'll talk night one, and then you get all the way down to the Matt Groves of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so he spoke last night after the draft. He was asked about the idea of the Celtics making a big move. Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and, he kind of scoffed at it.
Those two guys are really, really great NBA players, and there hasn't been anything close to serious about trading them. And so I'm not sure where all this reporting came from, but those are guys are key parts of our team, and we're lucky to have them here.
Okay.
Yeah. I choose to believe that too. Like I think especially because they were able to move on from the contracts of Porzingis and Holiday as quickly as they did. And they still have, if they want, Hauser's contract to get out of. You and I both want them to keep Simons, but Simons is way more likely to get traded than either White or Brown.
Right.
Because I just feel like you do have a season to play. I am not of the tank, right? Like Wiggy wants them to tank the whole season. I'm not of that mindset. Plus, when Tatum returns, this is what you're always going to be thinking about. When Tatum returns, do you want him playing with Jaylen Brown and Derek White? Or do you want him playing with a whole new cast? And if your answer is the whole new cast, like you better tell me who they are. Like, it better be guys that could team up with Tatum right away and be really good. And I'm just not sure you can do better than Brown and White right now.
Me neither. So, look, they could still move Hauser. They could still flip Simons. I would be fine with the first. I would be against the second. I don't think Jaylen Brown and Derek White are going anywhere. He, by the way, he said nothing became close to getting done, like anything.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We were going to entertain or however he worded it, but he definitely didn't shoot down the idea that teams are calling about those guys.
100%.
Like there was no shooting. Like he's like, oh, yeah. We would never even take a call. He's like, no, we took calls. Nothing got close, but we took calls. And he pretty much confirmed.
Well, the Porzingis trade was a 3-team deal, right? So you're automatically talking to 2 teams right there. Holiday got traded to another team. So those are 3 teams right there that you know that Brad Stevens had to talk to. You don't think any of those 3 teams were like, what would it take for Brown? What would it take for White? And then maybe they discuss that and they realize, it doesn't really work out. But like, can I interest you in a Porzingis? And they're like, sure. And then that's what it ends up being.
617-779-7937. Texts continue to roll in for top 5 Americans. Do we mention Al Bundy? We mentioned
good one.
A lot of people like Al Bundy.
Al Bundy makes sense. Great
mention
American.
Al Bundy.
4 touchdowns, 1 game.
Yeah, I mean, pop him into like a similar boat with Tim the Toolman Taylor. I think that's a great one.
Yeah.
We were talking about Rocky briefly. Rocky did single-handedly change communist USSR with his boxing match.
Strongly considered Rocky Balboa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a tough omission.
He was very much up there.
I think most people might maybe furrow their brow at this one. I think this is a great one. How about Colonel Nathan R. Jessup? He was trying to save America. Really?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise weakened America that day is really what he did.
He was a little aggressive, though, on the stand.
Well,
a little too aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah, the things
to get his point across,
things you want to do to Tom Cruise's skull, we definitely can't say on these airwaves.
No,
but I actually think that's a great one. Nathan R. Jessup was an American through and through.
Ooh, good one on the Twitch chat. Rambo.
That's a good one.
Rambo should have been on there.
Yeah.
Super American.
Maybe the most.
Yeah.
And we also got this. Russell from Independence Day is an outstanding choice, Jones. You were actually half right.
Oh.
In the original ending, he did fly his crop duster.
That's what you were thinking
of.
In
the spaceship. Yeah, I was thinking of the original. Yeah, I wasn't thinking. I'm not like all of you who went to see it in theaters and watched it on TV. I saw the original director's cut.
That makes sense.
And it was a crop duster.
It was on set.
Yeah, I was there.
With his guy, Randy Quaid, who he has as the second best American.
I'm still laughing at just number 2, Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid. What's Randy Quaid up to now, Jones?
You were telling me, where is he? Is he on the lam in Canada?
I think he was trying to get on the lam into Canada. I don't know if he actually made it.
He loves
not.
America so much he's in Canada.
He now looks like the hermit from Yogi Bear's First Christmas, the guy that used to live in the cave up there. He looks a lot like that guy.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's the likelihood we can get on Randy Quaid's radar with this graphic today? You think
it depends. He might be way off the grid now. It might be impossible.
He's
if he were on there... He strikes me as the guy that would be searching his name out.
So. All right, good. Let's try to get that on his radar. In the meantime, you want to take more of these calls?
I do.
I like where these are going.
I do.
Dave's in the car. You're top Americans, Dave. Go ahead.
Hey guys, great show. One you guys are forgetting. I can't believe it's Bruce Willis in Armageddon.
Bruce Willis.
This is another one. He saved the world.
Kathleen Jones also nominated that to me. I shot that one down. Yeah.
So that's almost. I give you credit, obviously, for saving the world. Super important. But that's like a world thing, too. That's a great person.
Well,
but specific to being an American.
This is why Randy Quaid is so brilliant.
Yeah.
Is because it was on the 4th of July, Keith.
I mean,
it's America's birthday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, what day did Bruce Willis do it? Do you even know?
I don't.
Yeah,
off the top of my head, I don't. But like Captain America would do, he would represent America. He would defend the land here in the United States. He would also go to outer space if need be. He was kind of everywhere.
No, it's fair. That's a good point. Yeah.
Apparently, you can find Randy Quaid at the Mississippi Comic Con.
Oh, hell yeah.
For all 3 days. You can get an autograph for $100, selfies are $80, and a professional photo op, $125.
Like a cameo.
Professional photo is an extra $40 than just the regular photo?
You can also buy an autograph and selfie combo for $140.
Give me a cameo rate on Randy Quaid. Could you?
Yes.
Get to the bottom of that. In the meantime, this is Be Me. Beamy in Pawtucket. Hello, Beamy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
All right. Got a top 5 here, man. It's being overlooked, man. This guy single-handedly fucking alien invasion. Roddy Piper, man, and they live, man. If it wasn't for him, we'd be invaded by aliens right now that we could only see through sunglasses.
This is a great point.
Well, here's the one issue I would have with that.
I've never seen that film, but I am aware of it, but I've never seen it.
This is where we get into the issue of the character versus the person. So Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Canadian.
Mm. Yeah. Can't be on my list.
What's that?
Can't be on my list.
What's his name? Soon it could be, though. If you give it like 6 months, it could be.
That's true. Once it becomes America North, then
it's in. But what was the character's name in that film? That's the I'm All Out of Bubblegum, right? That's that film? They Live?
Yeah, he was John Nada.
And he was American in that?
Yeah,
So I think if you went with John Nada, you're good. But if you go with Rowdy Roddy Piper, that's tough.
Yeah, he was a homeless man in L.A. So, yeah, that would be...
No American. Randy Quaid on Cameo.
Damn it.
Not on there.
That's a loss.
It feels like he would be on Cameo. Mm. Maybe he's got those residuals. He's doing all right. He's in a lot of films.
He doesn't need Cameo.
He's in Independence Day.
He's the second greatest American living or dead. He doesn't need Cameo.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
That's that Kingpin money.
Yeah.
And Kingpin money, right.
What a stupid suggestion by me.
Good point.
Andy's in Framingham. Hello, Andy.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I'd have to go with Kiefer Sutherland. Saved a number of American presidents.
Yeah,
and
Jack Bauer. Great one.
Good point.
Jack Bauer is a real oversight on mine. You never saw 24. I get how you missed it.
But I'm very well aware of it.
That's a real significant miss on my end. Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah.
Another submission that we've gotten, and I would have to agree.
Is it the top text? Because this is a good one. Go ahead.
Chuck Norris.
Oh, I mentioned that briefly.
You did? Sorry.
We got a flood of those. Yep. What about MacGruber?
Oh, damn.
I got another one for you.
Yeah,
MacGruber.
MacGruber's a good one.
Oh, that's
now,
on you,
I'm
kid.
Mad, now I'm the most mad now. Yeah. I didn't think of MacGruber. I was pretty mad about Jack Bauer. Oh. You're very mad about MacGruber. Man. What do you got over there?
Billy Mitchell.
Billy Mitchell's good. The King of Kong.
He's wore an American flag tie.
Why was I thinking of the pitch man? Who's the perfect,
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays here. Still, yeah. Well, no, I mean, look, Chuck Norris. Greatest American living or dead.
Okay, gotcha.
You saying Chuck Norris reminded me of Ted Johnson.
Ted Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Could be Ted Johnson.
If WEAI was voting, it would just be five Ted Johnsons. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Oh, MacGruber's a good one.
Damn it.
I'm real mad.
All right, well, look.
This should have been a top 10. This is our mistake. It should have been a top 10.
We limited ourselves by doing it on a top 5 Friday. We definitely should have done it on a top 10 Tuesday. It couldn't have fit on a Mount Rushmore Monday. I mean, there's no chance we could have done 4 of these.
No, God, no.
No, way too cramped.
Please.
God forbid we had to tier them.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
Billy.
No. We should have tiered Americans.
We should have tiered Americans.
Man, that was
the best
we
and
done.
The worst Americans.
I mean, we still can.
I guess we can.
That's true. That's Tuesday. True. Tuesday, you're up. 617-779-7937. We have some, as Keith put it, a basketball tangent and a football tangent beef.
Yeah.
Linda Holiday v. Jordan and Perk v. Bill Simmons. We'll get to that. But we also have a Friday four-pack. Four-pack of questions for you every Friday here on Jones and Keith, right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. The Red Sox return to Fenway looking to snap a 5-game losing streak when they begin a 6-game homestand tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. First pitch is at 7:10. Catch the call of the game with Mike Monaco and Lenny Donato right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Stein Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Brian Bay will get the start in the series opener against the Jays' Jose Berrios. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arkand beginning at 6:10. Last night at the NBA draft, the Celtics traded their number 32 pick to the Magic for Orlando's number 46 and 57 pick. At 46, the C's drafted Kentucky center Amari Williams, and with the 57 pick, Boston selected VCU god Max Schulga. Tonight is round one in the NHL draft. The Bruins are slated to pick at number 7. The draft begins at 7 o'clock and can be seen on ESPN and the NHL Network. And tomorrow night, the Revolution hosts the Colorado Rapids. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 7:30. Contractors, builders, and homeowners visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Billy Laney. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
WEEI, WEEI, New England Sports Original.
McMulkin Cadillac brings you the next generation of American luxury at New Hampshire's largest volume Cadillac dealer. Explore the legendary Cadillac lineup and choose from over 100 new Cadillacs available for delivery, like the all-new 2025.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.